This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged everyone to reaffirm the commitment to protect and preserve the incredible biodiversity of the planet. On the occasion of World Wildlife Day today, Mr. Modi emphasized that every species plays a vital role and highlighted the importance of safeguarding the future for generations to come. He also expressed pride in India's contributions towards preserving and protecting wildlife. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting of the National Board for Wildlife, NBWL, at Sasan Gir in Junagadh district of Gujarat on the occasion of World Wildlife Day today. This board works for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forest with Prime Minister as its chairperson. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia will represent India at the upcoming Mobile World Congress, MWC 2025 in Barcelona, Spain, which is scheduled to be held from today to March 6th. He will also inaugurate the Bharat Pavilion at the MWC, one of the world's largest and most influential technology and telecommunications events. The India Mobile Congress is a platform that highlights India's innovation ecosystem, and leading telecom companies and innovators showcase the cutting-edge advancements and sustainable solutions. In Madhya Pradesh, farmers will now be provided permanent electricity connection for 5 rupees. At a Kisan Abhar Sammelan organized in Bhopal yesterday, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that this facility will be made available to farmers in the entire state in a phased manner. The state government will also provide 30 lakh solar pumps to farmers in the next 3 years to make them self-reliant in power generation. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer outlined a 4-point plan for a successful peace deal on Ukraine, stating that the UK is prepared to support it with boots on the ground and planes in the air, alongside other European allies. He emphasized that any new agreement to support Ukraine must be backed by strength, with each nation contributing in the best way possible by taking responsibility and stepping up its share. Speaking at the London summit yesterday, Starmer said that European leaders had agreed on 4 key steps. The 97th edition of the Academy Awards has concluded with Sean Baker's internationally lauded Anora swept the Academy Awards, winning Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing and Best Actress.
If I may just humbly begin by giving thanks for the tremendous outpouring of love that I've felt from this world and every individual that has treated me with respect and appreciation. I feel so fortunate. Acting is a very fragile profession. It looks very glamorous, and at certain moments it is, but the one thing that I've gained having the privilege to come back here is to have some perspective.
Adrian Brody takes the Best Actor Oscar for The Brutalist. Meanwhile, Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress for her performance in Anora. Zoe Saldana won her first Academy Award, taking home the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her role in Emilia Perez. Meanwhile, Kieran Culkin received the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in A Real Pain. Dune Part 2 secured 2 major wins, earning the Oscars for Best Sound and Best Visual Effects. Paul Tazewell, the costume designer behind the stunning wardrobe of Wicked, made history at the Academy Awards. He won the Oscar for the Best Costume Design. The Oscar for the Best Documentary Feature was awarded to No Other Land. Meanwhile, Sean Baker's Anora won the Best Film Editing, Conclave received the award for Best Adapted Screenplay, and The Substance was recognized for Best Makeup and Hairstyling. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall or snowfall at isolated places over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh today. According to the weather agency, heat wave conditions are expected in isolated pockets over coastal Karnataka today. The weather body said that hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over Konkan and Goa during the next 2 days. The Indian benchmark indices began the trade on a positive note today but soon turned negative amid persistent outflow of foreign funds. The Sensex dropped 327 points to 72,871 and the Nifty declined 87 points to 22,036 when reports last came in. And in the ICC Champions Trophy, India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final league match in Dubai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.